guys. I'm Heather, and I'm the oldest. She's the emotional one.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
Man, why? I mean, like, you haven't even read the list. You're like, Heather.
Hey, guys. I'm Ben. I'm the middle child.
And he's the practical one.
What I need you to understand is that you have lost all credibility when we get to the cutting stage.
Why?
Kenny Chesney was your second pick.
I'm Beth, and I'm the baby.
She's also the swing vote.
My picks are great. And if you don't believe it, just ask me. I won't argue with you because I'm mature.
Together, we make the Music List Podcast. Merry Christmas, everyone. We at the Music List want to wish everyone a very happy Merry Christmas and holiday season. I am Ben. With me are my sisters, Beth and Heather. We are siblings that argue while making music lists. That's the shtick. That's what we do. And today, we hope to bring you tidings of good cheer. And we're going to do, this is our Christmas episode. If you're still holiday shopping, you might want to check the last episode if you didn't hear it. We gave a list of 15 albums, discussed 15 albums that make for great gifts for music lovers. So check and see what they don't have in their vinyl collection or CD collection or streaming service, whatever the case is, and help them out with one of those 15 selections. And
still holiday shopping. I hope your family meets on a different day after Christmas. You're gonna go to the to
this
the
on Christmas
minute this mark. Is on, this is Christmas. Today is Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Chrysler,
and a happy New Year. Okay, so newsflash: we don't record this the day we. The day we post it, so
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Oh yeah, yeah. But if you want to get started early for next year, go listen to that last episode.
Amazon's open.
That's right.
Yeah, it's in the mail.
Some people give gifts maybe on Epiphany. That's when the wise men came. So there you go. There you go for all you Epiphany followers out there.
Epiphany followers. I subscribe to Epiphany.
Anyway, Merry Christmas. We are doing our favorite nativity songs. That's what we're doing today. We love Christmas. We love Santa Claus. We love the reindeer.
So naturally, we're going to do a song about it.
But and it's not just a cliche. Jesus is, in fact, the reason.
I mean, it's true.
It's true. And we do want to reflect that, and so we are going to focus this episode, and hopefully we won't argue too much because it is a Christmas episode.
Not much to argue about
the baby Jesus.
Uh-oh, that's famous last words.
But they have to be songs about the nativity. So not just Christmas songs, not just songs about Jesus being born and being the Savior of the world, but I very much, when I was trying to come up with what's my criteria was, sheep wasn't a criteria, but it's helpful.
Sheep?
Sheep at the nativity.
Yeah.
You know, shepherds, angels,
yeah,
stars, you know, mangers. Stuff like that. The nativity. Yeah. The actual
sheep, but I'm
the scene of the event.
Sheep. It's interesting to me that of all the components at the manger scene. Now the
he is the lamb.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
We're gonna be Jesus juking each other all.
Yep. Day to day.
Not sheep in, but you know what I mean. Things that cattle lowing. Stuff
oh,
like
goodness.
That. You know.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Things that are generally associated with the actual nativity. In other words, let me give you an example. Like, Joy to the World is a song about the birth of Jesus, but there's not a lot of mentions about the actual scene of the event. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, Go Tell It on the Mountain is another great song about the birth of Jesus, but there's not a lot of mentions in that song about the nativity. the actual scene mm-hmm. of the event.
Okay.
I'm thinking, when I think of the nativity, I'm thinking of, you know, like the things that you set up in your house that you yes. call the nativity. That's what I'm thinking.
So the song takes place at the...
At the event. Yes.
At yes. the
at
event.
At the scene of the event.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say the scene of the crime. No. I'm like,
not applicable here.
So, okay. What was your criteria then? Because y'all are kind of laughing at me. I'm kind of thinking cows, shepherds. What were y'all thinking?
I mean, that's pretty much what I was going for as well. You know, the setting of the song is the
actual
manger
birth.
Scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
We're on location at the manger.
Yeah.
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 So we're all in agreement. Sheep are helpful.
Yes.
If there's a sheep, then that's evidence that we're singing about the nativity.
Well, not really. Because
I didn't say it was proof. I said it was evidence.
All of my songs, they have it's not a one-to-one. Because Go Tell It on the Mountain, While Shepherds Kept Their Watching, or Silent Flocks by Night, which you literally just said was not a sheep.
I didn't say it was
shepherds.
I didn't say it was proof. I said it was evidence. It's worth consideration.
But that's not evidence.
Oh. Okay, Ben.
All of mine have a common theme, I found out after I mean, and it's not just the nativity. It's not that.
I hope they have a common theme.
But they have an extra common theme, but we'll get to that okay. later. But no, sheep were not a criteria for me specifically. But yeah, I see what you're getting at.
Okay, so the way this works, and first of all, just want to remind everyone, we are an award-winning podcast. We are the best music podcast in the state of Arkansas. According to the Arcast Awards. Yes, thank you.
Wow, standing ovation.
Yeah, it goes on.
But also, we want to take this time to remind you that if you have social media, which I assume you probably do. If you could find us on, we're on Twitter. We're on, X. It's X, ooh, formerly known as Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And we do have a YouTube channel. Find us, like, share, interact with us. You could be on our comment call out if you do, which is always fun. So, the way this works, we're all going to draft three songs that have to do with the nativity. That's going to give us a total of 9. Beth will draft first, Heather second, I will draft third. We will snake draft, which means I start the second round, Heather, then Beth will start the third round, and I'll draft last in the third round. That'll give us a total of 9 songs. When we have our 9 nativity songs, we will then try to cut 4 from the list of 9. That is the 9-5 round. That'll give us our 5 finalists, and then we will try to rank those 5 the best nativity song through number 5.
What?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Cutting songs about Jesus.
We've mm-hmm. done it before.
We have. That's true. It's true.
I feel confident he's going to make the top 5. I feel really confident
good.
Jesus is going to make the top 5. I think he's going to make like one, two, three, four, and five. I think he's going to hold all 5 slots.
The question has got to be a record.
Will the sheep?
You're the sheep.
Make the top 5.
I don't know.
Prince can't get in the top 5, but the Prince of Peace.
Oh. There's Jesus Juke number 2.
Can't get there. All right. So, Beth, you get the first pick. Let's have it.
All right. My first pick is A Strange Way to Save the World by For Him.
For Him?
For Him.
And standing at the manger, he saw with his own eyes the message from the angel come alive. And Joseph said, "Why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him with all the rulers in the inside this stable filled with hay? Why her? She's just an ordinary
such a strange way to say the word. To think of how it could have been.
Yes, for him, one of the classic old school Christian singing groups. This was released in 1993, and this song is one of the... I'm trying not to cry, because... Woo!
Yeah, it's a good one.
This one gets me. So, obviously, it talks about Jesus, you know, saving the world and how this is an unconventional... It's not an expected way that you would send a king, right? Because the Jews thought that Jesus would come as a ruler, and so there's that aspect of it. And we are at the manger, a lot of talk about the manger, so it fits our criteria. But talking about how Joseph would have had to, I mean, the amount of faith that he had to exercise, right? And I like this point of view. Like, there are a lot of songs from Mary's point of view and stuff like that. But and we talk a lot about Mary and how she would have felt and been processing all of that. But like, and I'm not a parent, so I can't really even fully relate to this mindset of like becoming a mother or a father. So there's that weight in general, but then also you're told his purpose, which is so heavy. And also for Joseph, like when you're Mary and a baby begins to grow inside you, you can be like, okay, this is for real. Like what they said was true. But Joseph had to wait a lot longer because he had to trust that she really had not been with anybody else. Like, she would know.
Right.
And, you know, and stuff like that. But so I don't know. And, like, how scary you would have to be in this situation. For one, it's so, like, you would think, you think it's impossible. But the angel, like, God has sent you this word. And you have to just exercise that faith. And it's also a demonstration of God using, ordinary people to accomplish his purpose. Because they really were just young people. And for them to be a part of his plan and to think, okay, this is not how I would have written this story for myself. This is not what I would have put in my own life. But God, what a gift to be able to be a part of that. What a blessing, even though it doesn't seem that way at the time. And like this year, that hits differently for me. So I will briefly say why. But like we talked a few times about, you know, Mark and I, this was our 10-year anniversary. We had this big trip planned. And so we went to the Northeast, and we were going to Salem, Massachusetts, and we got there. We had been a few days on the road, and I got sick, and I spent the majority of our time when we were supposed to be on vacation in the emergency room in the ICU in Salem. And it really was a close call and a miracle that, like, God had his hand on all of that. If we had been... at home, we were 6 minutes away from a hospital there. Mark tried to get an oxygen. I became kind of like unresponsive and not coherent. And Mark tried to check my oxygen levels, but he couldn't get a reading on our watches. And so if he had gotten a reading, it would have been fine because my oxygen levels were fine. Like if he had gotten a reading, he would not have called. And they said I was comatose by the time we got to the hospital. So like just there were little things here and there looking back to know that that was God. That was his hand on all of that for me to make it through that. Cause I really should not have. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I'm like, okay, well, there is a purpose that happened. It was traumatizing. It was terrible. I would never want that for anybody, much less myself. So, you know, I'm like, now I'm looking at it, I'm trying to look at it as, okay, so how can I bring glory to God through this situation? And I'm thinking like, okay, you have you know, you're a teenager and you're told you're going to carry the Son of God and he's going to save the world from their sins. You know, I mean, it would be so difficult. And I'm sure there were a lot of people obviously who did not believe Mary and Joseph or whatever. And but at the end of the day, you get to be part of this miracle. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting soft. I don't know. But that just the fact of God using regular people, because mm-hmm. we tend to put these people in the Bible on a pedestal a lot of the time, but they really were just normal folks. I mean, that dealt with the same stuff that we deal with, the same temptations, the same, you know, difficulties. And so
did not sign up for.
No. And I like that about the song of, just, you know, the proximity to the Savior of the world. And you are just a normal person. How, you know, what it's like to process that. But so I like that point of view of this song. And you have this sweet moment between a family right before every creature in the, you know, like the angels are blowing the trumpets and stuff like that. And that's great, those joy-filled moments. But you have these three, like, mm-hmm. they're the people who are going to, they're going to raise him.
Yeah.
And it's just that I think it's this beautiful moment of, I don't get it. And I don't get why you chose me to have this story. But I do, and I'm going to make the most of it. So I think it's a beautiful nativity song.
Before the sheep get there.
Before the sheep come, the ox and ass.
What? How many times, though, did we sit in the Christmas Eve service and we'd sing, was it Little Drummer Boy or something?
There are a couple that you get to.
Yeah, and somebody would say, like, ox and ass, and you'd hear,
oh, yeah,
like, snickers from mm-hmm. all across the candlelight service.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We digress. That's as close as you can get in a Baptist church to, as a little Baptist kid to the cursing. Or, like when you were reading in school. And you know there was a cuss word coming up in the paragraph ahead. You'd be like, I volunteer for that one. I had kids do that all the time. They're like, I want to read that paragraph. I'm like, you want to read? Absolutely. You can have it.
That's a good song.
That is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, that's my pick.
All right.
Heather?
Okay. My pick is Noel, written by Chris Tomlin, but performed by Lauren Daigle.
Thank goodness.
Indeed.
Love incarnate, love divine. Star and angels gave the sign. Bow to babe on bended. The Savior of humanity. Unto us a child is born. He shall reign forevermore. No.
So this has kind of a timeless melody. It almost has like a Christmas carol type melody to it. And Chris Tomlin said when the line, come and see what God has done, is really the crux of the whole song. So the second verse goes on to say, Son of God and Son of Man, there before the world began, born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave, Christ the everlasting Lord, he shall reign forevermore. And that verse, you know, it really speaks to the whole reason that we have Christmas. You don't have Christmas, you know, you can't separate, for us, you can't separate Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Because Christmas is, you know, just the beginning.
Yeah, one is nothing without the other.
And how Christ is eternal, and he was, you know, up there waiting for his time to come here and fulfill this purpose. And so I really like how, you know, there before the world began, born to suffer, born to save, born to raise us from the grave. And I also love how the verses have kind of this dark, not dark, but a mysterious type of feeling. And then you get to that chorus. It's all in a major key, but it almost doesn't sound like it until, and then you get to the chorus and the tonality changes. It's kind of like the skies open up. And you've got this really beautiful chorus. At the end, she just lets loose with this note that is just like, mm-hmm. Well, there's the angels singing right there. You know, I mean, it's one of my very favorite modern sacred Christmas songs. And like you can almost picture yourself being under this dark sky full of stars and, you know, and just this moment where, you know, heaven comes down to earth. It's a cool picture. And so I think they do a good job musically kind of painting that picture of it. It goes from almost dark is not the word. It's, I guess,
kind of haunting.
Yeah, kind of like what's happening, the sense of anticipation. And then when you hit that chorus, it's just like the world opens up.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes joyful. And so I like how musically they do that. But that's the theme you will see a lot in my picks, is very much about Jesus being eternal and choosing to come, which I think is a really important part of the Christmas story. So,
yeah.
Noelle, Lauren Daigle.
All right. My song's a little older than that. All the way back to 1816.
Oh.
Written by Joseph Moore.
Oh.
It is Silent Night. Sung by Bing Crosby, not in 1816.
No.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child.
Traditional German carol, and when I was in college, we used to do this in German every Christmas for the the Magical Feast that we would put on, always in German, all the verses in German. And sometimes, and I mean, no disrespect to our fans internationally in German, sometimes it's hard for the German language to be pretty. I mean, it can be a harsh language to the English ears. But in this particular song, it's actually very beautiful mm-hmm. in German. And my wife still sings this on Christmas Eve at her parents' church, her home church. And she does the first verse in English, the second verse in German, and then she sings the last verse in English. And it's really, really powerful. It checks all the nativity boxes, obviously. It is very much about the nativity. and I think it sets, you know, a very reverent mood for what is the birth of Christ, mm-hmm. honestly. Now, here's an interesting thing, and many people know this. This is not new to anyone. It's fairly common knowledge, but as a history buff, it played a very important role in the Christmas Truce of 1914. Don't know if you guys know about the Christmas Truce of 1914. World War One, of course, it was fought by primarily the Germans on one side, and more or less the Brits and the Americans on the other side of no man's land. And Pope Benedict XV had basically called for a Christmas truce because you have Christians on both sides. The Germans were a Christian nation, and the Brits and the Americans were Christian nations. And so we probably should not have been fighting each other at all. But as it were, it was vicious fighting. World War One. If you are knowledgeable about history, World War One was some of the most awful conditions that soldiers have ever had to endure because of no man's land. It was just trench warfare, brutal fighting. You couldn't gain an inch. And so, 1914, Christmas Eve night, Pope Benedict the 15th had called for a Christmas truce. Both sides had said, no, we're going to continue fighting. They just totally said no to the Pope. And now, you also have largely Protestant nations that don't, I mean, obviously Germany was the home of the Reformation. Then you had, England has their own church. American was primarily Protestant, so it was not a lot of Catholic fighting, so, I mean, the Pope didn't really have a lot of sway with him. But, so the plan was to continue fighting. At night, a German began singing Silent Night in German. The Americans and the Brits start singing and joining in English. And before long, both sides had met in no man's, and actually on Christmas Day, played soccer and sang Christmas carols together on Christmas Day. You know, they were shooting at each other literally hours before. They go through Christmas Day, and the next day they start shooting and killing each other again. But it is the power of music. I think it's an interesting story about the power of music, the power of hymns, and the power of the story of Jesus. Because if any of those elements are not present, it's not just a song. They're not singing Oh Susanna or, you know, Camp Town Races or anything like that. I mean, it was a story that had a song that had deep meaning to both sides and was popular on both sides, whether it was in German or in English. And so I always that's one of my favorite wartime stories. Because it tells you that there is a bit of humanity out there, even when things are at their most inhumane. There can be a respite from the awfulness of what's in the world sometimes. I think it's a beautiful song, just in general. It is a song that has stood the test of time. 1816 is a long, long time. That's over 200 years ago. And so that's why Silent Night was my number one pick. Now I get a second pick. Oh. I get back-to-back picks.
That's right.
And I guess the common theme with me is probably going to be hymns. I love Christmas carols. I love Christmas carols. And so for this one, I chose Away in a Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
So this was written sometime in the late 19th century. I don't think they've got an exact date on when this was first written. What I really like about this song is the simplicity of the song. I think there's something about the Christmas story that should be accessible to everyone, regardless of their age. And, you know, Jesus was always welcoming of children. And Away in a Manger, in a sense, is a very childlike song. It has a very childlike quality to it. But I think it is a great entry point for young people to learn the nativity story, the birth of Jesus, because it has a lot of very visual and even, you know, you can... the sounds of the main of the scene, you can see it. You know, you have the cattle are lowing. Well, what does that mean, Mom? Well, that means that the cattle are making moos. You know, so it can kind of set the scene for young people in a way that is easy to understand. And in a lot of ways, I think sometimes, and not just for children, but people that are new to the gospel, sometimes it can be complicated. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we as Christians complicate the gospel mm-hmm. sometimes more than we need to. This song doesn't complicate anything. It's very simple. It's easy to understand. When it comes to most popular Christmas carols, one of the more recent Gallup polls ranked it the second most popular Christmas carol. There is some dispute about its lineage, about where it started. Some people thought it was written by Martin Luther himself, but now it's thought to be an American song with William J. Kirkpatrick and James Ramsey Murray being the author and composer of it. So we don't really know.
It's a mystery.
But it definitely checks my boxes.
Does it check the sheep box?
It does, I think, right?
Keeping a sheep.
Is that
song? Mm, thanks.
Let's see. Well, there's hay. That's a good start. Right? We have manger. We definitely have cows.
Oh, I made that up.
We've got cattle. The cattle are lowing.
What's the something keeping their sheep? What song is that in?
Keeping their sheep.
Oh, it's the first Noel. Yeah. I just put it to the tune of Away in a Manger. That's called
a mashup.
Yeah. So that's my second pick. Away in a Manger.
Okay. Okay.
Heather, you got the next pick.
Yeah. My song is relatively new from 2020. It is it's by Sovereign Grace. And ooh, it is called, yeah, How Low Was Our Redeemer Brought. Which sounds very formal. This is the second. At the second verse, but the first verse really talks about how low was our Redeemer brought. The King who held the stars lay helpless in a maiden's arms and pressed against her heart, while sheep and cattle raised their voice. The babe could speak no words. The ever-flowing spring of joy had come to share our thirst. And then it goes on to, I love that vision of the Lord the world obeyed would stumble as he learned to walk upon the ground. Oh, he'd made. Mm-hmm. You know, so really, the one the angels bowed before would kneel to wash our feet and be at home among the poor, though he owned everything. And it really just brings home the fact that, you know, it's the whole title of the song, how low was our Redeemer brought. That he would, you know, even though he created everything, he, you know, humbled himself, you know, to take the form of his creation to save it. And he was the only thing that could save it, you know. And so it's really, this is one of those, I love the songs where you can really kind of wrap up the whole gospel in one song. If you you know, if you take it apart, and you know, each thing is like, this is why he came, this is what he did, this is why he did it, and this is how it's going to turn out. And and it's beautiful. And so I think that if people, believers and non-believers, would spend some time with this song, even if you're not a believer, it's so pretty that it might cause you to spend some time and at least explore and ask some questions and look into, well, what is this story about? You know, what is this true? Mm-hmm. You know, and I think the power of music is that, you know, sometimes you get hooked on a melody or something like that, and you want to take kind of a deeper dive, and it makes people, you know, that's how, you know, you use music to minister. It's one of the many purposes of music. But their stuff is so good.
Great songs. Yeah.
And so I'm in love with this. Mm-hmm. With this. They also have a song called "O Come All Ye Unfaithful."
Oh, yeah. That one's good.
Oh. It's so good. Mm-hmm. So plug for Sovereign Grace Music, but yeah, that is my second pick.
It's a good one. My second pick is "The Angels Cried" by Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss.
Angels cried.
The angels knew what was to come. The reason God had sent His Son from up above. It filled their hearts with joy to see, and knowing of His destiny, came tears of love. And the creatures gathered round and didn't make a sound, and the angels cried.
I like this song because it's a unique point of view, mm-hmm. again, on the Christmas story. I don't know that, I mean, there are a lot of songs about the angels, but, you know, and what they did and how they were announcing His birth. But I had not really ever thought before this song about how they knew Jesus in heaven. They knew Him in all His glory.
Mm-hmm.
They knew exactly who He was and the purpose of Him coming, and probably better than any character in that nativity scene. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They understood the gravity of this, because they had seen it with their many, many eyes.
And all their faces. All of their-
yeah, so, and so to know this baby is your God, and he has chosen to become one of us, you know, like, not one of them, but like right. to become a human. And to know that story and to know how it's going to shake out and to know
yeah.
the battle that lay ahead for them.
Mm-hmm.
And the last verse of this song says, I've often thought about that night and wondered if they realized that star so bright was sent to tell all the land the Son of God would soon become the Son of Man. And, you know, like so many people did not understand that that was why Jesus had come. I mean, even his disciples were missing it a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. And the angels, like, to see their that hurt, it's bittersweet mm-hmm. because they knew it was a win. It was for the ultimate purpose of this victory and that it would be our saving grace. But to know
mm-hmm.
what lay ahead. And so I always, kind of like your theme, I always have a preference for songs that point, Christmas songs that point to the cross. Because for a long time, as like growing up, I did not really have the appreciation for, I think, Easter that I really
mm-hmm.
should have. And then there became a time where I was like, Easter is the most important thing because, like, who cares how we got here? Mm-hmm. But it is important that he fulfilled all of these mm-hmm. promises, all of the scriptures, all of the prophecies, because if that weren't true, if that did not happen exactly in that way, then he wouldn't be who he said he was, and it's kind of all for nothing. So they are hand-in-hand events, and both, like, one's not more important than the other. So, yeah.
Well, I love this song. It's beautiful. In Romans, you know, it says the wages of sin is death. And so it always was. From the very first sin,
yeah,
it required, and when Adam and Eve realized for the first time that they were naked, that sin required God to kill an animal to clothe them so they were no longer naked, right? The wages of sin has always been death. And so, you know, when you think about the way that before Jesus to live by the law, it required animal sacrifice,
mm-hmm.
the lamb. The only way for anyone to go to heaven is through the perfect sacrifice of the lamb.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus had to come as a baby lamb.
Yeah.
That's the only way that God's justice could be fulfilled. It's the only way God's perfect mercy could be fulfilled. It's the only way, and it's hard for us to imagine it, and that's why I think a lot of people have a hard time understanding it, is because it doesn't make sense. Why does an all-powerful God have to come down and sacrifice himself to save people? It's because God has perfect mercy and perfect justice, and in order for both of those perfect things to be fulfilled, this was the way. And so you're right. Y'all are absolutely right. You can't get to the cross without the manger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's
and can you imagine? I mean, angels who are a completely different species.
Yeah.
Different creation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know that, and I know they're immortal. I don't know if they're eternal. I don't think so. But I mean, because God was, I don't know. That's one of those things I'm just going to have to be like, how old are the angels when I get right. up there? You know, yeah. But for.
They were created.
For a species. Mm-hmm. So they aren't eternal.
They
not going I mean, backwards.
Not going not, backwards.
Yeah. But I think they will be going forwards.
Yeah. So yeah. Does that make you immortal and not eternal?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. So,
yeah.
But they were, you know, predate us by a hot minute, I'm yes. thinking.
Yeah.
So, just seeing watching creation take place, watching humans that are that made in the image of God to spectacularly screw it up in pretty short order.
Yeah.
Relatively speaking. And, you know.
Well, they had seen their own kind screw it up. And
yes.
As well.
Yes.
So,
you know, but I mean, I don't know. I got a lot of questions. And maybe I won't have questions. Maybe it'll just be answered, you know, but these are things that I will be glad to know at some point.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, with your new body in heaven, you also get, like, a new mind.
Boy, I hope so. I really hope so.
Oh, so, wait. I get to go again.
You do. You got back to back.
And are there sheep?
In the
angel's crowd?
There were, weren't there?
Yes, but remember it says, and the creatures gathered around.
Sorry, it's a vague reference.
But they didn't make a sound, which is a little miracle. Bit contradictory to the cattle are lowing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Those both can't be true at the same time.
Ben and I got to do a performance of this song once upon a time at one of my choir concerts.
Yep.
One of the many songs that I roped him into.
Boy, Alan Jackson coming in strong on the nativity, man. He's busted in on Away in a Manger and this duo with Alison Krauss.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm going to take it way back.
Okay.
What Child Is This is my third pick.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch our keeping?
Was written based around the adoration of the shepherds, also the tune of Greensleeves. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you were thinking it, Heather. So the verses start kind of with these questions that get answered in the second part of the verse. You know, what child is this? This is Christ the King. And then in the second verse that people don't sing a lot. I might get us the E again on this one. Reading why lies he such in mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Word capital W because Jesus was the word. In the beginning was the word. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail, hail, the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary. Which I don't know why we don't sing that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best.
It is.
Like, that's the most rich verse, I think.
We're putting that in.
It's good.
This year.
Maybe because it says the A word. A, curvy letter, curvy letter. Maybe that's why, because people don't mean.
Maybe so.
They want their kids. Saying that.
Sitting over there.
So. I really like this song. It's beautiful. And I like that second verse, which nobody sings enough. But again, about, you know, who is this? And then, like, what's all the hubbub about?
Yeah.
And it's answered by the angels, by the shepherds, the wise men, when they show up on the scene.
Yeah.
And then eventually you know, obviously that comes to fruition.
And it's got the sheep.
33 years later. Yeah, it's got the sheep. Ben.
Checks that box.
So remember that later.
That's
it's
right.
It's got sheep in it.
She's campaigning.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have much else to say about okay. it.
That's like a good song. Is that Carrie Underwood?
That was Carrie Underwood. I also, there's a version by Tommy Prophet. He's a, like, he does a lot of movie music and stuff like that. And he has a Christmas album that is great. It's called A King Is Born or something like that. And it's got a lot of Christmas songs that, because he doesn't sing, like, he'll play piano or something on some of them. But he arranges these really epic versions of these songs. And so Avril Lavigne is the collaborator on this one, but he's got songs with Carrie Jobe, with, well, she's amazing. They have a version of, I think, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which, like, the way she delivers that,
yeah,
I understood the lyrics in a completely different way than I ever have. Just his arrangements of these songs are incredible. Oh Holy Night, that it's Taryn Wells and some girl, I don't know who they are, but it's just absolutely gorgeous. So yeah, Tommy Prophet, A King Is Born. Check out that Christmas album.
Heather? Okay. My third pick is Joy Joy by the ridiculously talented David Phelps.
Like a drama unfolded, the curtain was opening, while an audience of angels was holding its breath. A census, a manger, two travel-worn strangers, the stage was finally set. Angels folded their wings at the throne worshiping, as God whispered, I love you, my son. And Jesus took off his crown and laying it down said, Father, thy will be done. The time had now come for God's only son to be born as a light in a dark, lonely place. So he stepped from heaven's hall to Bethlehem's stall, where a star lit his newborn face. Then God called to Gabriel with gladness and tears, play the trumpet, the horns, and the strings. Tell the shepherds and wise men and all who will hear, command all of the angels to sing. Fill the sky with your voices and sing.
From there, but I love the perspective of, you know, it's told from someone who's already in heaven, knowing what Jesus left, you know, and the curtain was opening, you know, and so the angels are watching, you know, what's going on down below, and, you know, the stage is set, and boy, when he says, God whispers, I love you, my son. Because, I mean,
yeah,
you know, and then that Jesus took off his crown and laying it down said, Father, thy will be done. Just like, you know, like he says in the garden.
Yep.
And so he stepped from heaven's hall to Bethlehem's stall, where a star lit his newborn face. And then I love how, then God called to Gabriel with gladness and tears, you know, to just, you know, just let's do it. Let's, you know, let's make this glorious, even though he's humbling himself to, the, you know, I mean, play the trumpet, the horns and the strings, tell the shepherds and the sheep and the wise men, you know, and all who will hear command all the angels to, I mean, so, you know, he's sending him down and he's humbling himself, but still, even in that, you know, these angels are glorifying. Can you imagine what that, you know, being a shepherd, I imagine you would be terrified.
Oh, yeah. Sore afraid.
Sore afraid. But what that had to sound like.
Yeah.
You know, for the angels to put that on.
Yeah.
For the arrival of Jesus. I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's other things. I want to know what that sounded like, you know.
Well, and that's why I like when in the song, right, when it has the different,
mm-hmm.
like in the choir popping mm-hmm. in, but like the intervals are different. They're not, it's not that they're like clashing. A choir,
yeah.
It's not melodic like we would normally think. It's something different that you can't quite put your finger on. And I'm like, who knows what angelic music sounds like? What is,
to our ears,
what is a heavenly,
I imagine it would might be like a little
we
scary.
Can't even, yeah.
Well, like, I think it would look a little scary.
For sure it would look scary.
You know, so.
Yeah.
Not little, you know, bare butt cherubs flying.
This ain't
around.
Ann Geddes.
Oh, my gosh. Ann Geddes. Well, we took it back to 1994 there. But, yeah, I love that it focuses on not, you know, we focus, and we should, on for God so loved the world that he sent mm-hmm. his only son, that whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And that is, you know, Jesus is God, and Jesus took, you know, when he takes his crown off,
yeah,
you know, Jesus chose that. You know, he wasn't an unwilling participant.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so I think it's important for us to understand that's so much part of the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be God.
Yeah. Even in the garden when, you know, it wasn't a reluctance. He was saying, "Let this cup pass from me.
Yeah,
if there's any other way, you know, it wasn't like he was ever gonna back out,
right? But you still don't want to do it,
right?
your human body does not want to endure.
Yeah,
and here's the thing: like, it took me until I was an adult because a lot of people have been crucified, right?
Yeah,
I mean. What really, and I guess you have to go through life and make some mistakes and really, you know, veer off. And unfortunately, like when you hurt somebody, when you've done something wrong and you know it was wrong and you feel that shame or the guilt or the pain that comes from your sin.
Mm-hmm.
Times one event, or maybe times many events in one life.
Yeah.
And how much that, you know, we see people with trauma all the time who feel the weight of their bad decisions or, you know, and it ruins them.
Yeah.
The pain is too much to hold up under. When you think about that, the lashes and the nails and all of that, but it's that pain mm-hmm. times every person that has ever lived or will live that kind of pain.
Yeah.
On one person at one time. That is, I mean, it's.
Yeah, you can't even comprehend it.
No.
Yeah.
No. And so, but it took me until I was an adult to understand that, you know, it wasn't just the physical.
Yeah.
It was that weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, and then, and the fact that he absolutely voluntarily
you know, signed up for that, came down for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, so, you know, it makes Christmas, you know, take on a whole,
yeah,
a mm-hmm. whole different meaning when you look at it from that perspective. So,
yeah,
that is my third pick.
All right.
That sounded so cornbread. I can't even.
That pick. Is my
third.
That's my third pick.
I got a solution for that.
Okay.
This is a man who has an incredible voice.
Okay.
We're going to go with Nat King Cole's version of O Little Town of Bethlehem. I told you I like the hymns.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
So this was written, the text, by Phillips Brooks in 1868. He was an Episcopal priest. His organist, Lewis Redner, put it to music. Brooks was inspired to write this song shortly after a pilgrimage, basically, to Bethlehem. It's based on a prophecy in the book of Micah, which prophesies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
Micah. We don't reference the book of Micah very much. Wow.
That's one of those nice. That you like, nobody can ever remember the order of them at the end.
Right, yeah.
In Ireland, they sing it to a different tune. I did not research what tune it is. I just know that it is a different tune. Number one, I like Nat King Cole singing this because he's just incredible. But yeah. I was thinking to myself, I did not get this out of a music theory book or anything like that. But there's, in when it says, yet in thy dark street shining. So you got this dark street, this movement down, and I don't know, does it go minor right there?
I mean, it doesn't go minor. I mean,
but it descends into kind of this uneasiness. It's talking about, it's really the dark of the world. I mean, he's using the street as kind of a reference to the darkness that is the world. But then it resolves the everlasting light, which is back to, so it kind of goes down into this kind of unsavory place that was the world, yeah. But then it resolves itself with the everlasting light, which obviously is in reference to Jesus. But then again, it does it again in verse 3, but in this world of sin where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in. So I really like that word painting or whatever we want to use with that goes along with the with the music. And then, of course, it does, the entire thing is a reference to the actual nativity of the town of Bethlehem at the time. So,
do you want me to?
Are there sheep in it?
Kind of are there sheep? Let's see. We have stars. That's a plus.
Oh, now stars.
We have angels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I think we might have had more songs with angels in it than
Oh yeah, that was, well, that's sheep, a big yeah. part. That's a box. That's a box.
No sheep.
No sheep. But glad tidings. Glad tidings is a box.
What? You're just making sure up new boxes now. As you
do you know what other tune you can sing it to?
Oh no.
Is this what they sing it to in Ireland?
I don't think so.
What?
House of the Rising Sun.
Oh no.
See, there is a house in New Orleans. Oh, old little town of Bethlehem.
How still we see thee lie
above thy deep and dreamless sleep. Yeah.
The silent stars go by.
Oh, yeah.
I was always, what is it, Amazing Grace that people do that with too?
And actually, I actually it like it better almost.
I always kind of wanted somebody to do that in church. Like, I always kind of wanted somebody to pull that out, just kind of not knowing.
Boy, the House of the Rising Sun's about a
brothel.
A brothel,
yes. Yes, that's why I wanted somebody.
Yeah, it may not be appropriate.
Probably not, but.
Well, I do know that there was a church organist.
Oh, they did
that,
it.
That we know. Then they
that
got,
we know?
They, yeah, mm-hmm. But they were stopped before.
No,
they before, no.
I don't think I only know two no. that I have.
Yeah.
That I have.
No, not our church.
Oh, so that. Well, who do we know?
Well, I have to tell you after we,
church organist. Who do I know?
Anyway,
oh,
it's no. So it was a long time ago.
Oh,
so
maybe I don't know.
But I think that story goes there. The pastor like heard them practicing. And said, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! No, let's not do that."
So they were playing it on the organ, like so they it were was do, just
think,
the music.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I think they were going to do it for like the offertory or something.
They thought it was just a new arrangement.
I don't know. You gotta vet all your songs.
Yeah,
but the crazy thing is, like, a lot of hymns were saloon songs that you know they took the
yeah.
So,
well, it's like Gilligan's Island. You can put anything to Gilligan's Island, just about.
Try it.
What?
Try it. You have a Little Town of Bethlehem pulled up.
You can do Amazing Grace to Gilligan's Island.
I don't remember the, how does that start?
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shine at the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee. Yeah, I told you, you can put anything to Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Boy, this has gone off the rails.
Sure has.
Really, we need a song about Jonah for Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Man, that would have sucked.
What, to be Jonah?
Yes. I mean, he brought that on himself. But
he
like,
really did.
Yeah. That would be... Yes. That,
I mean, sometimes...
3 days in the belly of the beast.
Sometimes was,
the bile... Ugh. I mean, was he in the stomach? Yeah. I have questions about the logistics of it
but
all.
But he was spit up, right?
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, not shoot out?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he was spit out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, sometimes the lessons are easy, and sometimes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would not have been a fun lesson to learn.
Mm. Nope.
Anyway.
I agree.
Anyway, here we are. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
We're always going to make it weird. We're going to find some
leave
way
it to, us
to make, it, to make weird. It weird.
Okay, so we have... we've got 9 songs.
Oh, yeah.
We do. Ben has drafted Silent Night, Away in a Manger, and A Little Town of Bethlehem. Heather drafted Noel by Lauren Daigle. How Low Was Our Redeemer Brought by Sovereign Grace, and Joy Joy by David Phelps. And I drafted A Strange Way to Save the World by For Him, The Angels Cried by Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss, and What Child Is This?
Okay, so on the rest of my list, I had Oh Holy Night.
Mm-hmm.
I had sentimental favorite, Once in Royal David City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All the verses.
Just because I had a Do You Hear What I Hear?
Okay. I almost put that. I love that song.
What version do you like the best? Do you have a favorite? Or you just like the song?
It might be Bing.
Is it Bing or is it Perry Como?
I think it's Bing.
I think it's. Yeah, maybe.
Do you hear what I hear?
That sounds like Robert Goulet. Yeah. I also like Whitney's
version.
I enjoy Whitney's version.
And Carrie has a good version of it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty
good
one.
Becoming a...
She has a good Christmas repertoire.
I had I Believe by Natalie Grant, which is great. It's also very much wrapped up in... Easter. Adore Him by Carrie Job.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep.
I went into the hymn space in the bleak midwinter.
Yeah.
One King by Point of Grace. Great line though. One King held the frankincense, one King held the myrrh, one King held the purest gold, and one King held the hope of the world.
Yeah.
That's
good.
That's good stuff. And Prince of Heaven by Brooke Fraser. That's a good one.
Okay. I had Hallelujah, Light Has Come by Barlow Girl, another throwback Christian group. Here With Us by Joy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful song. Messiah by Francesca Botticelli.
I love that song.
A Baby Changes Everything by Faith Hill. And The Night That Christ Was Born by Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin.
I love me some Kirk Franklin.
All right. We've got 9 songs. It is time to go from 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5.
Okay, so I don't know how we want to handle this.
Let's fight about Jesus.
Yes. Are there any that we want to go ahead and move over? Just straight away. Like, you feel like, yes, this one needs to be moved over.
I mean, I had Noel as my number 4. I don't know. Did you have it, Ben?
I had it number 7.
That may be the only one that's on all 3 lists, to
be
honest.
Go ahead and move it over.
Okay.
In the spirit of good cheer.
Peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
I did not have A Strange Way to Save the World on my list. Heather, did you have it on your list?
Mm-mm.
Did anybody else have Silent Night on their list?
I had no other crossover.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right. What about you? Did you have Silent Night?
No.
Okay.
Never mind. You didn't drop that. Never mind.
I didn't what?
Nothing.
You were going to say something.
I had Oh Holy Night, but I mean, you didn't draft that. You just said it was on your
list. That's true. So you didn't have Away in a Manger then, probably?
No.
I did not have How Low Our... Was Our Redeemer brought. I did have The Angels Cried on my list.
Oh.
It was number 8. Did you have it on your list?
No.
What Child Is This? I did have What Child Is This on my list. Number 6.
No.
Okay.
But that's also the only other.
I did not have Joy Joy.
Oh, it's so good.
I do remember, there for a minute. I almost thought it was that song we sang at Christmas Carol, Joy, Joy, Joy.
Oh, I love that song, too.
Yeah.
How great our joy.
Great our joy. Yeah, great stuff. But no, it's not that song. I'm sure y'all did not have A Little Town of Bethlehem. So, I don't know what to do.
Or if you're around my age and you watch The Amanda Show.
Okay.
Sorry, I cracked myself up. I was thinking about it.
I'm sorry, I'm back.
Okay.
I'm back.
All right, so... Heather, you've already got one over. If you could send one song that was not yours over to the top 5, what would it be?
What do you mean I've got one over? Oh, Noel.
that's not mine.
Mm-hmm. That's on the list.
He's trying to make sure he gets one.
I'm just
We're
saying.
Not having this Black Friday thing.
She could very well pick yours.
No, I know, but then if you ask me, then if you asked me, I could pick hers. So that might not, yeah.
Okay, so.
I'm asking her because she's already got one over.
Uh-huh. Yours were The Angels Cried.
A Strange Way to Save the World, The Angels Cried, What Child Is This?
Okay, and yours were?
Silent Night, Away in a Manger, O Little Town of Bethlehem. I went straight into the 140s in the hymnal.
You did.
Yes,
you did.
We're at Christmas in the top left and right.
Yep. I'm going to say The Angels Cried.
Mm. That's a good one.
It was on my list.
Or Silent Night.
We could put them both over.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Hold on now.
Hold it.
Beth, are you okay with that? Sending them both
No,
over?
Stop. And The Angels Cried.
Okay.
You overplayed your hand.
Technically, that's three votes.
What's three votes?
Because obviously I would draft it. You had it on your list. That's a vote. And then Heather just picked it.
Yeah, I figure it's
so
going over.
So we all agree.
I figure it's going over.
All right. If you could put one song over that's not yours.
That's not mine. I would say now that The Angels Cried is over, probably Joy Joy.
10 out of 10. Agree. I love that song.
I'm going to get goose egged again, aren't I?
No, not necessarily. So that's three
over,
right?
So if you're in
favor,
Heather's in favor. So that means Joy Joy's over. We've only got two slots left.
Ask me.
Beth, if you could put one song over that was not yours, what would you put over?
Silent Night.
Yay, I agree. Heather?
Dead stare.
You've already asked me.
But
do you agree that Silent Night should be the top?
How many?
In the top five?
How many does that?
There's one spot. If we put Silent Night over, there's
that means
one spot left.
One spot remaining.
Okay. I'll go for it.
So we have one slot left, and by my count, we have A Strange Way to Save the World, Away in a Manger, How Low Was Our Redeemer Brought, What Child Is This, O Little Town of Bethlehem?
Yeah. Now, how do we decide this?
So Heather's got two. We both have one. Not that that matters, but.
Not that anyone's counting.
Not that we're keeping score.
Some good songs left on the table.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all good songs.
How do we,
Beth? What if you could pick one? What would it be?
A Strange Way to Save the World. You saying one that's not mine? Again. I mean, because I'm going to pick mine.
If we picked one that wasn't yours, if we all picked one that wasn't ours, you would pick which one?
Away in a Manger.
I would pick of the one, probably What Child Is This?
Oh, good choice. I agree.
But I'm a hymn guy.
True.
Heather?
True.
If you could pick one that's not yours, which one would it be? We have a strange way to save the world.
Okay.
So we
can eliminate, I guess, A Little Town of Bethlehem.
Yeah, probably.
And
how low
that hurts my heart.
Okay. So now we're just funneling it down.
Mm-hmm. We have Away in a Manger.
Away in a Manger. Strange way to save the world. What child is this? And
so,
what do we do? Because now it's the Spider-Man meme.
Well, so here's the truth of the matter. Well,
Heather,
if she chooses a strange way to save the world, and you say a strange way to save the world, that would be two votes to move it over.
That's right.
That math is math, and okay, are we? Is that it?
Well, I mean, would you put away in a manger in over that?
Mm-mm.
So no, there's no sense in me.
Okay.
Creating discord on the Christmas episode when it's not going to matter.
But any other episode.
But now we know why the cattle are lowing.
What?
They're not happy.
Well, it didn't bother Jesus.
But no, we still have
no
to
crying,
rank
no crying he makes.
Which I don't think that's probably true. I mean, he was just a regular baby. I mean,
he
wasn't just a regular baby.
He did
was
have
a baby.
To let him know that he was hungry.
Yeah.
You know, needed diaper change, that kind of stuff.
Or that he didn't like the cattle lowing.
You know, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stop doing that.
And let's not even talk about the little drummer boy.
Oh, if somebody put that on their list, I was about to, I was locked and loaded. I dislike that so much. Okay, so we have a top five.
Well, we got to rank them.
Yes. We have a top five.
Okay, what's the top five? Okay.
So, Noel by Lauren Daigle,
uh-huh.
The Angels Cried,
uh-huh.
Joy Joy, Silent Night, and A Strange Way to Save the World.
Okay. Do we have a clear number one or a clear number five?
I would think that A Strange Way to Save the World barely made it.
So it goes five?
I think so.
Fair enough.
Noel was the only one on all three lists. Do I think it's the best one?
What do you think is the best one of the five?
I think as encapsulating the whole thing, I would say Joy Joy.
I would say Joy Joy or Silent Night.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Now you're going to switch it to Joy Joy as your number one.
No, you said it was between Joy Joy and Silent Night. Of those, it would be Joy Joy over Silent Night.
So that means that Silent Night goes in ahead of your number one.
No, I didn't say that.
I respect
sometimes,
the game.
Sometimes lower picks tend to leapfrog and jump up in the rankings.
Is
as
it Bruce Dickinson?
That was an amazing episode.
It shall now be known as the Bruce Dickinson rule. When one of your lower picks overtakes. Yeah.
Okay, so we have our one and five.
So okay, so Joy Joy is number one.
Uh-huh.
So are we saying that number two is between Silent Night
and Noel?
Looks
like
I would. Yeah, probably. So then the Angels Cried would be four.
One, two, three, four. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I would have Silent Night, Angels Cried, Noel.
Ooh.
Which is the way that it is on.
I mean, that is the way I had it on my list, but
no.
But I
But you didn't have Silent Night on your list.
No, I did not.
But you had Noelle on your list.
Yes.
And so did you.
Mm-hmm. I did.
So I'm confused.
Okay.
What are we proposing?
So let's do it this way.
Okay.
We think that number two is probably between Noel or Silent Night. She's going to pick Noel. I'm going to pick Silent Night. So you're the swing vote for number two.
Okay. Okay. So Noel and Silent Night. Jeez. Well, I gotta go with Noel because it was number four on my list, and then I did not have Silent Night. So we've done it. And to be honest with you, Silent Night is like one of my, it's not one of my favorite
really
Christmas songs. I think maybe just because, I don't know, some days I have more appreciation for it than others. Other times I'm like, I'd rather not listen to this again, but.
You just wish it to be silent.
I do.
Yeah.
Which, somewhat aside, this is an aside, I love Tori Kelly with my whole being, but her version of Silent Night.
Not silent.
It's not. It's like the sound of silence, the disturbed one where it's like, it's runs, it's very, it's a, mm-hmm. it's a lot. And she gets belty as she does, and she's great. It's
mm-hmm.
technically beautiful,
mm-hmm.
but you're going to wake the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that. We have a final ranking. Our best right. nativity songs. Number one, Joy Joy by the incomparable David Phelps. Two, Noel by Lauren Daigle. Three, Silent Night. Four, The Angels Cried by Alan Jackson and Alison Krauss. And five, A Strange Way to Save the World by For Him.
Joy Joy came from the next to last pick. All the way to the front.
That's a great song. And I think unlike, you know, the end of the beginning that he has, also mm-hmm. a great song, but yep. that can be kind of a little cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, man, he hit with that one.
He did.
Well, we do once again want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We will come back this time really with season four after this. I jumped the gun a little bit. On the last episode. But yes, next time we will be coming to you live with episode one of
live.
Season four.
No.
What are you doing?
It'll be live to you. If you turn it on,
it'll be live
and you just pretend.
To us when we record.
You just pretend.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we are live. We're not going to be live.
And if you're normally listening this, yeah, on Christmas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, while you're driving to grandma's.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Be safe.
Yeah.
So, once again, Merry Christmas. Please follow us on all the social media platforms, X, Facebook, Instagram, the YouTubes, and like and share our content if you don't mind. Leave us a positive review on those platforms where you can leave positive reviews. If you did not feel like leaving us a positive review and leaving us a negative review, I would suggest not leaving a review.
Hey, all publicity is good publicity.
But, thank you once again. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in 2025.
Thanks for joining us on the Music List podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss the next episode.
She almost had it.